This is the air that I need. Written by Funky Fishnet. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Once Upon a Time podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Aurora, Mulan, Prince Philip, as well as the characters Snow White and Henry Mills. It is tagged for relationships, polyamory, developing relationships, motherhood, hurt, comfort, hope. Summary. Aurora misses Mulan. So does Philip. Their feelings for her are different, but strong. They want her back in their lives. There was so much to learn in Storybrooke, as well as Aurora's pregnancy to think about, that it took Aurora several days to realize something. She sat up sharply, her hand automatically coming to rest on her enlarged stomach, her baby stirring under her touch. Philip stirred beside her. Then his eyes became bright and alert, his hand reaching for the sword that was always close at hand. My love. Aurora turned to him, her eyes shining, excitement and happiness flowing through her. Mulan said she was joining Robin Hood's Merry Men. Philip's expression cleared as he realized, just as she had. And Robin Hood is here, in Storybrooke. Aurora grasped his hand tightly. Mulan must be here too. Aurora's friendship with Mulan had begun unevenly. She had noticed Mulan's regard for Philip and how well Philip had thought of Mulan. Then Aurora had been preoccupied by grief after Philip had been struck down. She had not noticed how Mulan had worried, how well she had treated Aurora as she had assisted the princess in navigating the land now, so different to the one Aurora had known. Mulan had been a good friend, even when in mourning herself, even when Aurora had not been kind to her, even when in love with the man that Aurora had grieved for. She had held Aurora's heart in her hands and had put it back where it belonged. She had helped Aurora return Philip to his body. She had done much, knowing that Philip loved Aurora. Aurora had trusted Mulan through everything, until one day, Mulan had suddenly decided to leave. Her face had been so sad, so briefly devastated, before she had turned and walked away from Aurora. She hadn't even said goodbye to Philip. Aurora had missed her friend, Mulan's quiet presence. How having Mulan beside her had made Aurora feel strong and sure. Philip had told her that Mulan had always made him feel the same way, because he had known that he could rely on her. So, why had she left them? Aurora wished she knew. When Selena had taken control of the Enchanted Forest, sparing Aurora and Philip if they only did what she told them, Aurora had thought of Mulan and how she would have reacted in such circumstances. Aurora had had another life to think of, the one growing within her, and she had not wanted to lose Philip again, either. She had thought that maybe Mulan would have taken Selena's offer if she had been there too. She had hoped that was what Mulan would have done. Now, in Storybrooke, seeing Emma and Snow and Henry, Aurora missed Mulan more. They weren't a complete family without Mulan. That was what they had become in the Enchanted Forest. Surely, Mulan had felt the same way. She had begun to smile more, and had been such an integral part of their lives. Maybe she had still harbored deep affection for Philip in her heart. Maybe seeing Philip with Aurora, hearing about their child, had become too much to bear. Maybe she had found another to think of so well. Aurora found that such a thought prickled at her unpleasantly. She wanted Mulan there when her child was born. Philip kissed her and agreed. It was not easy to locate Robin Hood. He had begun courting the evil queen, who was known as Regina now. But then, his wife, Marian, was magically returned to him. Oh, Aurora knew that feeling well, but Robin did not look entirely happy. Not as happy as Aurora and Philip had been when reunited, and Regina was clearly heartbroken. Aurora talked to Henry about it. He was worried about his mother, and Aurora wished she could help him. "You guys got your happy ending," Henry said, nodding towards Aurora and Philip. "My mom should get hers too." According to Snow and Emma, Regina had done many terrible things, but she had begun to change for her son. Aurora watched Regina and Robin, how painful it was for them to talk to one another, how suspicious and hurt Robin's wife, Marian, was. Aurora tried to imagine living like that. She held Philip tight. Was that what Mulan had lived through with them? Aurora felt awful. If Mulan didn't want to live with that pain, then Aurora understood. She wanted Mulan close again, but she did not want Mulan to be in that kind of pain. Aurora cared too much about her for that. "I just want to see her," she told Philip one afternoon. "Does that make me selfish?" Philip shook his head. "It makes you a good friend." Aurora's smile was pained. "But I don't want to hurt her. Did you know that she was in love with you?" There was a silent pause. Aurora held her breath. She and Philip had never spoken about this before. It had seemed too delicate a thing to even approach. Mulan had never spoken of it, and Aurora had felt protective of her friend, of the feelings she had hoarded for herself. Philip sighed, looking tinged with sadness and regret. "Perhaps, I cannot say, I was consumed only with finding you. There was little else I spoke of. Everything else felt distant and unreal." Then he smiled, very gently. "I always thought that perhaps she held most affection for you." Aurora smiled back. "She is my dearest friend and close to my heart. I thought she had come to view me as a friend, not a burden, but..." Philip cupped her chin and drew her words to a close. His expression was soft and thoughtful in a way that made Aurora's breath catch. He spoke in a deliberate way, as though imparting a vital message. Aurora tried hard to hear it. "You didn't see how her eyes followed you, or how she smiled for you." Aurora shook her head, but her mind whirled. Had Mulan smiled a certain way only for her? had Mulan silently held Aurora close to her heart? As a friend, or... Aurora's eyes widened. Had they somehow split Mulan's heart in two? Had she held them both in strong affection? Oh, no wonder she had not stayed. The two of them sat silently, fingers entwined, lost in their thoughts. That night, Aurora dreamt of Petal's soft lips and hands calloused from sword work. She dreamed of supple arms and warm eyes and two very different smiles. She dreamed of love. When she awoke, Philip was watching her. Aurora kissed him with a desperation that she could not yet put into words. Philip's kisses contained the same rawness. What had he dreamed of? Snow listened attentively when Aurora spilled out her worries. She looked a little shocked. I think love is surprising, especially in this town. Snow replied eventually. My daughter's dating a pirate. One of the seven dwarves is in love with a fairy, who is also a nun. And our librarian is married to Rumpelstiltskin. Aurora drank her tea, her free hand resting on her swollen belly. Snow quietened her fussing baby son and continued. If it's what you and Philip really want, you shouldn't give up, not until you know, one way or the other. I don't want to hurt Mulan. If she's here in Storybrooke, then she still cares about you. There's a whole world out there for her to lose herself in, if she had wanted to. Aurora thought about Mulan. She thought about how it had felt when Mulan had held her heart in her hands, how much Aurora had trusted her. She thought about how much she had enjoyed Mulan's company, how frequently she had looked around for Mulan to share a joke with her or a smile. She thought about how happy thinking of Mulan made her. Aurora thought about her dreams. She wondered, suddenly, if Mulan had kissed her, would she have woken from the sleeping spell? Or if Mulan had kissed Philip, once he had been reunited with his body, would he have awoken too? Robin was preoccupied, but Little John was able to speak with them. Aurora was filled with hope and excitement, as well as some strong fear. She had never expected this to happen, but she couldn't stop it now. It all felt too inevitable, too important to let go of. A warrior called Mulan joined you in the Enchanted Forest, Aurora asked. Is she here? Philip pressed a hand to her side, but Aurora was close enough to feel the hopeful beat of his heart, because they might see Mulan again. Little John didn't look happy. Had Mulan been talking about them? What had she said? Was she well? Please, Philip spoke, quiet but firm. Aurora squeezed his hand. Little John's expression didn't change much, but Aurora bent forward, just a little, saying quietly, "We are not Marion, Regina, or Robin." That made Little John snort, but he did lead them to the Merry Men's encampment. Aurora couldn't see Mulan anywhere, or any indication that she had even been there. There was a little boy, Roland, Robin and Marion's son, playing with a man in a monk's robes, a fire crackling for warmth and food. try the town boundaries, Little John told them. Aurora thanked him and walked hand in hand with Philip for breathless moments through the trees. Philip then slowed his steps, pulling Aurora to a stop. Some words can't be forgotten, he warned her quietly. Aurora bit her lip. I know. Because Mulan hadn't said anything, likely so how she felt didn't change anything. Aurora drew closer to Philip, pressing a hand to her heart. But what we feel is important. What Mulan felt was so important that she left us. Philip didn't challenge her words. Aurora knew him well. She could read his expression easily. He cared for Mulan in a way different to how he felt about Aurora, but enough for him to be there, stepping towards whatever this turned out to be. Philip's expression became cautious. But if she wishes to stay away, we cannot force her to do otherwise. They could not. Aurora felt a deep aching pang. Her child kicked. On the outskirts of Storybrooke, there was nothing but greenery and shadows. Despair and frustration flooded Aurora. Philip's brow creased, and he wrapped a comforting arm around her before stilling completely. Aurora glanced at him. What is it? Philip looked hopeful. We are being watched. Aurora peered eagerly into the shadows, hoping to spy a recognizable figure. She thought through what Mulan had taught her about tracking, about being aware of her surroundings, and what could lurk in them. She almost held her breath. She thought she heard a footfall, and turned immediately towards the sound. She exchanged a meaningful glance with Philip. She couldn't move as quickly as before, thanks to the precious life now glowing inside of her. How she wished she could run in that moment. She still had her voice, though. Mulan, we miss you. There was only silence in reply, and Aurora felt something choke in her throat. Had they hurt Mulan so badly? Did she no longer care for them? Philip brushed a kiss to Aurora's temple before raising his own voice. There's a place for you here with us, Mulan, a place that you and I both desire, with Aurora. Aurora turned to him at that, surprised, but Philip only smiled, warm and sure. Her heart beating fast, Aurora found her voice again. Please, Mulan. The following silence was taut, but Aurora could hear a footfall, then another. Then a gloved hand clasped Aurora's, and Aurora felt as though she could breathe again at last. The silence was perfect after that. When Aurora gave birth, it was in a large building, full of light and noise. A man in a white coat was in charge. Emma, Hook, David, and Snow, among others, waited nearby for news. Sometimes, Aurora opened her eyes and saw a straight-back figure standing at the doorway, guarding Aurora, Philip, and the child, so soon to arrive in this strange world. Sometimes, the figure was closer. Philip was always at her side. Aurora felt surrounded by strength and love. Her child, evidently wished to be, too. Aurora cried, and felt two pairs of calloused hands guiding her on and holding her heart. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Polypod Week. I got permission, technically the collection was closing, but I really, really did want to do it. And I'm now a day late recording and probably a little bit later posting, but I am hoping it's fine. I did technically start planning for this one before. Also, Aurora. I hate saying that name in English. Aurora. A-U-R-O-R-A. Aurora. Why? Why? Thank you for listening, and don't forget to drink some water. Yes, that is my tagline now. Tagline? End line? Who knows? This has been one of my favorite ships for Once Upon a Time, right after Captain Swan, and I felt that since I have been doing some Once Upon a Time fix, spot fix, I should give some love to my second favorite ship. So, ta-da! Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water.